This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli Army Sunday released video showing security camera footage of what they say were the Islamic militants Hamas bringing in hostages from Israel into Shifa Hospital on the day of the October 7th attack.
Hamas was hiding and murdering our hostages in Shifa Hospital. Hamas was building terror tunnels underneath Shifa Hospital. By now, the truth is clear. Hamas wages war from hospitals, wages terror from hospitals.
Chief spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, during a televised address on Sunday, who said that additional bodies that were taken from the Shifa Hospital were one Thai and one Nepali. About 240 hostages were taken during Hamas's deadly cross-border rampage into Israel on October 7th, which prompted Israel to invade the tiny Palestinian territory to wipe out its ruling Islamist group after several inclusive wars since 2007. Israel says Yemen's Houthi rebels have seized an Israeli-linked ship and a crucial Red Sea shipping route and taken the 25-member crew hostage.
The Iran-backed Houthis confirmed they hijacked the ship over its connection to Israel and took the crew as hostages on Sunday. The group's warning it would continue to target ships in international waters that were linked to or owned by Israelis until the end of Israel's campaign against Gaza's Hamas rulers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the crew members came from a range of countries, but that no Israelis had been on board the Bahamas-flagged Galaxy Leader. The Israeli military has called the hijacking a very grave incident of global consequence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Right-wing populist Javier Milei will become the next president of Argentina after promising a dramatic shakeup in the state in a fiercely polarized election campaign held amid deep discontent over soaring inflation and rising poverty. With 99.4% of the votes tallied on Sunday's presidential runoff, Milei had 55.7%, and the economy minister Sergio Massa at 44.2%, according to Argentina's electoral authority. It is the widest victory margin in a presidential race since Argentina's return of democracy in 1983. Thousands of trucks are stuck at the Ukrainian border due to Polish drivers' blockade. VOA's Joe Ramsey explains.
About 3,000 mostly Ukrainian trucks, including those carrying fuel and humanitarian aid, were stuck on the Polish side of the border on Sunday due to a more than 10-day blockade by Polish truckers, Ukrainian authorities said. Polish truckers earlier this month blocked roads to three border crossings with Ukraine to protest against what they see as government inaction over a loss of business to foreign competitors since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Ukrainian officials said last week Kyiv and Warsaw had again failed to reach an agreement to stop the protest. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96.
President Carter encouraged his wife's prominent role in his administration. As First Lady of the United States, Carter used her platform to advocate for mental health. The hostage crisis in Iran contributed to her husband's presidential election defeat in 1980. And the couple returned to Plains, Georgia in 1981 to plan their post-presidential life.
He said we can have a place kind of like Camp David where we can negotiate a peace agreement. So that was the germ of the idea for the Carter Center.
The Carter Center has monitored more than 100 elections and treated millions of people suffering neglected tropical diseases. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
Heavy fighting in a region claimed by Sudan and South Sudan has killed at least 32 people, including a UN peacekeeper. Local reports said the civilians and a Ghanaian soldier serving with a peacekeeping force died when gunmen attacked two villages in the disputed Abyei region. South Sudanese radio station iRadio Juba quoted a regional official saying 20 people also were wounded, but the clashes have stopped. Intercommunal and cross-border clashes have escalated since South Sudan deployed troops to the region in March. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.